Okay, here we go. Quadratic formula and completing the square. And today we are doing the quadratic formula. Now, you should already know the quadratic formula. And if anyone would like to sing for the podcast, I will save it. One day, if we have time, I'll try to find online. I know I've found high schools where the kids have sung songs. Right, and there's one to the Gilligan's Island theme. I think there's one to the Beverly Hillbillies theme. I mean, you could really write the songs. Yeah, the negative. Yeah, exactly. There's all sorts of, you know, maybe we could do it to a little Justin Timberlake. Who knows? That would be so awesome. All right. The reason I do the quadratic formula here, however, though, is because the quadratic formula actually comes from completing the square. I'm going to derive the quadratic formula for you. You may or may not have seen this before, but because I can tell you guys, because the questions were predominantly on what the graph questions were, not on how to complete the square, you guys are going to be good at completing the square, which means this is going to make sense to you. As with all derivations, you don't need to ever write it down. You don't need to be able to do it again. I want you just to watch and make sure you understand how we're going from step to step. And I'm going to start with this equation. Do me a favor, do write down this equation, ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. No, that's not the quadratic formula, but that is the equation you use the quadratic formula on. Making sure it's on. For instance, over there, 23, you were asked to solve by factoring where a is 10, b is negative 13, c is negative 3. A, b, and c represent the coefficients of x squared, x, and then the constant. You can solve that by factoring, but sometimes a problem can't be solved by factoring, so we're going to solve by using the quadratic formula. Can everyone tell what I did from the first step to the second step? Call it out.
Divided by
A. Good. What do I do next if I'm going to complete the square?
Bring the C over A.
Bring the C over A to the other side. Now, look at this step and tell me without looking down if you already have the notes. Don't look down. Cover it up. What am I going to do to complete the square? What am I going to add to both sides? The square of 1/2 of b over a. Beautiful. That is b over 2a squared. And if I square that, I get b squared over 4a squared. Is everyone okay on that? Half the middle term, square it. Looks yicky, but that's all it is. Liz?
Why would you divide c by a when you just put c onto the other side?
No. Because if there's a 2 in front, I... Remember how this problem, we had to pull the 2 out?
Oh, right.
So one of the easier ways to deal with it is divide it out at the beginning. You could derive the quadratic formula with the A sitting out front. It works out the same way. Okay.
Why do you put 4?
Because what's 2 squared? You take half the middle term and then square it. Yeah, multiply by 1/2? Wouldn't B over A, half of that be B over 2A? All right. Okay. Now, on the left-hand side, I factored, obviously, because if you completed the square by adding a 9 to both sides, you'd put a 3 right there. If you completed the square by adding a 1/4 to both sides, you'd put a 1/2 there. If you completed the square by adding a 25 to both sides, you'd put a 5 there. What did I do on the right-hand side?
Combined.
I combined. And how did I combine? What did I do from here to here? Common denominator. Good. Now, what I'm going to do is keep that line there so you can see where the next line comes from. What did I do from there to there? Square root of both sides. And do you notice what I did to the numerator right here? Switched it around. Looks a little nicer like that. Now, that means to isolate x, I have to bring the b over 2a to the other side as a negative. And you remember how I kept personally putting it in front of the plus minus and telling you the plus minus can be an operation? That's why I did it, so you were used to that process. Can I collect them?
No.
Well, I can't as written. But do I really need to rationalize it? What's the square root of 4a squared?
2a.
And now they already have the common denominator. which means I get the quadratic formula. This you want to write down. X is equal to negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. And that is the way you find the solutions of a quadratic that equals 0. All right, how many solutions do you get here?
Two.
How do you know you get two? Yay, all right. Now, the next thing I want you to do, especially as if you have the notes, is I don't want you looking at the notes because it's very easy when we're discussing the discriminant to just look down and read what it says. I want to practice using your brain. It's like exercising a muscle. Let's use that muscle. Okay. B squared minus 4ac is something called the discriminant. And as you notice, I spelled it wrong. Wow. It's the discriminant, not the discriminant. So, oh gosh, that's awful. All right, I got to fix that. Okay. So I've got negative b plus or minus b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. Now let's talk about what happens. We're going to talk about really two things. What happens to the answer and what happens to the graph? Because there are really two effects based on what happens with the discriminant. Let's say that b squared minus 4ac is a positive number. For instance, let's say it's 4 or 23 or 18 or 110 or 400. Can you take the square root of all of those numbers? What kind of numbers if they're negatives, what do we call those kinds of numbers? So if they're not imaginary, do you remember what the other word is?
Real.
So if b squared minus 4ac is a positive number, I'm going to have negative b plus or minus some positive number over 2a. How many answers will I get?
Two.
Two real answers. Two real roots. But let's ask ourselves what happens to the graph. Jackie, can you give me two nice real numbers?
Two and four.
Does everyone agree that x minus 2 times x minus 4 equals 0 has the solutions of 2 and 4? Does everyone agree that that comes from the polynomial x squared minus 6x plus 8 equals 0? Now, I'm going to graph that for a minute. Instead of equaling 0, I'm going to let it equal y. You don't have to write this down, just watch. By completing the square, is everyone all right with the fact that this would turn out to be x minus 3 squared minus 1? I know I'm doing that quickly, but if you FOIL that out, do you get x squared minus 6x plus 9 minus 1, which is plus 8? Mm-hmm. All right. Where's the vertex of this graph?
3, negative 1.
3, negative 1. What quadrant is that in?
4.
Quadrant 4. And how does the graph open? Opens up. Where does it cross the x-axis? At 2 and 4, because that's where it equals 0. So it means at 4, 0, and at 2, 0, it crosses the x-axis. Huh. Let's look at this one. I'm going to take the equation negative x minus 1 times x plus 1. Tell me the roots or the solutions of that equation. Yeah, negative 1 from here, 1 in here, right? If I FOIL that out, that is negative x squared, outer and inner cancel, plus 1. So if I graph that, y equals negative x squared plus 1. Can anyone tell me where the vertex of that one is?
Zero.
It's at 0, 1. Remember, what makes the squared quantity equal to 0? What's the other number? How does this graph open?
Down,
where does it cross the x-axis? At 1 and negative 1. Can anyone tell me what will always happen with the graph if the discriminant is positive? It will what? Well, it won't sit on the x-axis, but will it cross the x-axis? Did it cross the x-axis here? You're right, but I'll tell you right now, but doesn't this say that this is going to guarantee have two real roots, one and negative one? So what happens as long as the graph has two real roots, as long as the equation has two real roots? What do you think, Avi?
It'll cross the x-axis at 2 points.
That's it. The graph will always cross the x-axis at 2 points. And those 2 points would be whatever the quadratic formula came out to be. I could go through a dozen examples. I could make everybody come up with two answers. I could make everybody graph it. If I had more time, I would. And everyone would notice that their graph, regardless of where it goes, opened towards the x-axis and crossed it twice. All right. Case two. Let's talk about what happens when b squared minus 4ac is equal to 0. What's the square root of 0? So how many answers do you end up with? You end up with 1, and it's actually going to be 1 rational root. 1 rational root every time. Because if it was irrational, that would come from the radical. There is no radical. It's 0, which means you're adding 0 to a number, which means you'll have a rational root. Avril?
So is that a real number then?
Well, let's try one. Let's say you only have one root. Rachel, pick a number.
4.
Good, okay. So let's say that it factored and it looked like that. So we've got one root. Everyone agree that that's one root? But the cool thing is, we can also graph that, right? Because in that form, can't you tell the vertex?
Yes.
What's the vertex?
4, 0.
4, 0. Does this graph open up or down? So I'm just going to do kind of a little, quick little sketch. Bennett, give me another real number.
3.
What's the vertex of that one? I'm actually going to change it and put a negative in front so it opens down. Does anyone notice anything consistent in both of these graphs? The vertex is going to be on the x-axis. Y is going to be 0. All these things you're saying are exactly right, excuse me. The tense of my verb was off. With one rational root, the vertex will be on the x-axis. With one rational root, the vertex will be on the x-axis. It only touches it once. Good. You guys are good at this. All right. What if b squared minus 4ac is a negative number? You're going to end up with an imaginary number, and you think it won't touch the x-axis. Let's experiment. Let's start with something that would have two imaginary numbers. Max, give me two imaginary numbers. Nice and simple one.
2i and -4i.
Perfect. So if 2i is a root, that would be x minus 2i. And if 4i is a root, that's x plus 4i. I know that's a little weird to look at, but I'm going to actually use 2i and negative 2i because this way the conjugate goes away. All right? If I FOIL that out, what do I get?
X squared.
What happens to the outer and inner? And that's why I chose this.
Minus 4i squared,
which is?
I squared is -1.
I squared is -1. Plus 4. What's the vertex of this one?
Zero.
How does the graph open? Liz, does it look like, well, don't worry about, but we're talking about where it touches the x-axis. Does it look like what you said is right? Give it back to her. Okay, can we do that for a second? All right, so if b squared minus 4ac is negative, our roots are going to be imaginary, complex, definitely imaginary, possibly complex, or definitely complex. And then the graph will open away from the x-axis. It won't touch the x-axis. It could hit twice, it could hit once, or it will hit never. So it's a really good idea to understand that that discriminant tells you not only what kind of roots you'll get, i.e. where it's going to hit the x-axis, it's also going to tell you what the picture looks like. April?
For the plus and zero, is the vertex always going to sit on the y?
No. If I do this, let me come up with something that's going to work. X squared minus x plus 10. If I go through the quadratic formula on this one, it ends up being kind of messy. It's 1 plus or minus the square root of negative 39. No, b squared minus 4ac. Negative 39 all over 2. All right? Quadratic formula, let's do that one. That's a little easier. X minus 1 squared plus 9. The vertex here is going to be 1, 9. So, no, I picked two imaginary numbers. The roots of this one are a little messier. I don't even remember what they are. But they're a little messier. Opens up. So it won't be always on the y-axis.
Will it change if you do less than or equal to? Does that affect it whatsoever either, or is it still the same?
Well, we already took care of equal to right here, so we don't want to make it less than or equal to.
Okay, so we won't have any problems where it's just like b squared minus 4ac is less than or equal to 0?
Well, then you can't tell. It's really one of two situations. There's a rule. There's a fundamental rule that says you can only, between two numbers, you can only have three relationships. Either they're greater than, they're less than, or they're equal to each other. Like 5 and 7. Either 5 is greater than 7, less than 7, or equal to 7. We look at that as three different situations. And we know 5 is less than 7. But we're talking about three situations. If I said less than or equal to, that's combining those two situations. And I don't want to do it. I want to look at them as separate situations.
Okay.
A root or zero? Have you ever heard of the phrase a zero? Well, I think you did. If I gave you this, what would you tell me? What would you, if you saw this on a test, what would you probably write for x? X equals? And what are those called? Okay, they're called roots or zeros. Yeah, if you learned a times b equals zero, you learned the zero factor theorem. Yeah, they're called zeros or roots. Things that make it equal to zero. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to ask you to do is graph, then use quadratic formula. I know you could solve some of these by using another method, but we're practicing quadratic formula tonight. I want you to graph that equation and then solve that equation using the quadratic formula. Your graph on the board for me. Let me kind of ask you a question. But let's look at this. Let's put negative 1 in again. So negative 1. Negative 1 minus 1 is negative 2, right? What's negative? Let's see. Oh, I think we have a... That's okay. Let's look at that for a second. Hold on. Don't do that on the board yet. Let me see.
What do? You just set y equal to 0?
Well, aren't you plotting points? No, on the x-axis. You didn't plot enough points. Didn't I always tell you to plug in 2 points on either side?
Oh, okay.
Okay, plug in negative 1. Uh-huh. And plug in 3.
My graph is right.
I think there's a teeny-weeny completing the square problem over there.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, how would you find those points?
Because plug this in. What's negative 1 minus 1?
Negative 2.
What's negative 2 squared?
4.
What's 4 minus 4?
It would be 0 coming out.
And what's
3 minus 1? 2, 4, minus 4, 0. Okay.
That's how you found those points. Do me a favor. Put your graph.
Did
you do this by... Oh, I wanted you to do this by quadratic formula. Do this on the board for me. Do the graph on the board. Did anyone get the solutions by quadratic formula?
Ariel,
can you put it on the board for me? Sorry, Joel. Okay. Let's go back here. Let me just peek at this. Oh, let's see. So you brought the 3 over. You added the 1. You never added. You don't share well. Oh. You added a 1 to that side. What about that side? Oh, my gosh. Not right now. Do it after class. Do me a favor. Can you do yours over here? No, I want you to do the graph. I want you to do the graph.
Just the graph?
Yep, just the graph. Because I want them to. I want everyone to see how you should be able to see the same thing from both pictures. Okay, now, as you were doing this, you should have noticed something happen on your graph that you could see on your, that you could see from the quadratic formula. If you didn't find something in common, you have a mistake in one of those spots. And I think that might be, a couple people were looking at me going, there's something wrong, I've made a mistake. That's what, that's good that you're discovering that. Jackie, question? Okay. So you found as zeros, 3 and negative 1. Negative b plus or minus b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. Good. I'm just going to do this so that everyone remembers to square both the negative and the 0. I'm sorry, the negative and the 2. Oh, yeah, 2 on each side. You should be doing 2 on each side.
Yeah.
So remember this one you just figured out was a 3-0?
Yeah.
And at negative 1-0. And can you show them how you completed the square also?
Like that problem?
This part. I want you to show them completing the square.
Okay.
Okay. Because this graph... Because the discriminant is positive, we expect to have 2 real roots. Mm-hmm. We do have 2 real roots. So when we have 2 real roots, we expect it to hit the graph how many times?
Two times.
Where do we expect it to cross the x-axis?
3 and negative 1,
which is exactly what Liz's graph does. It crosses the x-axis at 3 and at negative 1.
When you find that it's 1 plus or minus 2, how do you decide that it crosses 3 and negative 1? And negative 1.
1 plus 2.
What's 1 plus 2?
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's just staring you in the face and it seems like it should be harder than it is. And sometimes you're just silly. All right? So the vertex is 1, negative 4. It crosses the axis at 3 and at negative 1. Can anyone tell me any relationship between the zeros and the vertex? The zeros are at 3 and negative 1, and the vertex is 1. Yeah. Good try.
It's
right in the middle. The vertex is always going to be in the middle of any two points that on the y-axis are symmetric. I mean, it is a symmetric graph. So if you're looking at 3 and negative 1, that means the vertex is going to be at 1. Now, we don't know where it's going to be on the y-axis because you could have a coefficient in front of x squared that changes everything. But you'll at least know the x-coordinate of the vertex. How cool is that? In my world, it's so cool. All right. I'd like you to graph this one. It's actually, you know what? Let's graph it together because we're running a little low on time. And then we'll talk about solving what we expect from the quadratic formula. So f of x is equal to 2x squared plus x plus 5. Pardon me?
Oh, no, I was just, the quadratic formula wasn't really working in my head and I finally got it.
Oh, good, good, good. Coefficients, it is. It'll take some practice. You'll get it.
I have a question. Like,
yes.
Once you bring a concept to the other side, would you take out the 2 even though x isn't, like, would you bring it out after?
You have to take out the 2 because you can't complete the square with the 2 in it, and you're right, it will be 1/2x. Thank you, because Rachel, I was actually going to ask everyone, what do we do first step? And you said it all in one beautiful step. Bring the 5 over, bring the constant over, take out the coefficient, which was a 2, and then you'd have a 1/2 inside. Beautiful. And what are we going to complete the square by adding on the right-hand side? 1/16, because 1/2 is 1/4. Think about if you have a 1/2 apple and you take half of that 1/2 apple. You've got 1/4 of an apple.
Wait, why would you take out, like,
How would you know to take out a 2 if there's no, and make it 1 times x?
Because you can't complete the
sum. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So 1 half squared, or one half of 1 half is 1 fourth. 1 fourth squared is 1 16th. But what did I really add on the right-hand side? I added a 1 8th. So if I add it on the right? Add on the left. Yamini, do I have to share with everybody?
Yeah.
Is that what's fair? Yes. Add it, and April, go ahead. What's your question?
Instead of a 2, if I had an x squared, you had like a perfect square like 16 or something.
Trust me, take it out anyway, because you're going to have problems completing the square, because we have not learned a process for when you have an A in front of it. Take it out, trust me.
Okay.
Promise. Swear to God.
Okay.
Trust me. All right, so what do I have on the left? Let's see, negative 5 is negative 48 plus 1 8 is a negative 39 8. So that'll be 2 times x plus what squared? 1 fourth squared plus that 39 eighths. Now that's kind of messy. It is ugly. Well, it's not ugly. It's just a little awkward. Its mother loves it. No matter how awkward it may be, its mother loves it. Okay. Where's the vertex? What quadrant is the vertex in? Negative 1 fourth. Over, we're moving 1 fourth to the left and up 39 eighths. So it's somewhere over in here. And how does it open, up or down? How do I know it doesn't open down? No, negative. Good, so it opens up. All right. How does it hit the x-axis? How many roots do we expect it to have? Well, we do expect it to have 2 roots. We won't have real roots. We'll have imaginary roots. Please use the quadratic formula on this problem and find the imaginary roots for me. They're a relationship between the vertex and symmetry on either side. But they will not, they're not really what makes it equal to 0, because you can't make it y equal to 0. Getting negative 1 plus or minus I root 39 over 4.
And you can't go anywhere.
That's can't take anything out of 39, right? Okay, now I knew I threw that up there pretty quickly. Does everyone understand where my A, B, and C came from? No?
From the original equation,
2x squared plus bx plus c.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, why don't you just do a quadratic formula from the very beginning?
Because I asked you to do 2 things. I asked you to graph it, which finds the picture.
Yeah.
I asked you to solve it, which tells me what you can put in and make it equal to 0.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Shh.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have a question. So on a test, if we use a negative letter as a fraction, we're going to get some dots.
Of course, because we know how to deal with that.
Okay.
I mean, I could give you an equation that has an I as a coefficient. I'm not going to do that. We're doing just the basics here. All right. Read the directions carefully, whether it says solve or graph. Read the directions carefully. Use quadratic formula, please, when it says to use quadratic formula. For tomorrow, next assignment on the assignment sheets.